I'm going to press the record button.
Okay. The button is pressed. The tea is dealt with. Boston Harbor will never be the same. I mean, we're recording this closer and closer to the 4th of July.
That's true.
It's going to go live in like September, October, but that's besides the point.
And we are recording things for posterity. Yes, thank you.
One
which
of
is
words.
Different than prosperity. I want some prosperity.
You've seen how many people are patrons. We don't have that. I looked it up yesterday, and I very much appreciate all the patrons. They do help us keep the lights on because server hosting is not free. I make exactly $12.01 per month as of this recording from patrons. Do not ask how many people I subscribe to with monthly donations in Patreon. Patreon and Ko-fi are people passing the same $20 around every month. It is how it works. But that's besides the point. The point is, hello and welcome to Cause and Effect, a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons game with 75% less banter before the cold open by volume. Asterisk, this claim not verified. What happened last time? Oh, I'm Crash. I'm your DM. I'm joined by Beth, Ellie, and Eo. And now, what happened last time?
I knew before you asked.
Like, someone says, what's that person's name? And then all knowledge of that person's moniker leaves your head.
Yep.
It was, I cast a spell.
Well,
I cast the new spell I got.
Well, you prepared to cast a new spell. You had to get an sure. item to prepare to cast a spell, and it was decided that you weren't going to cast it right then, because then you'd be pointing and saying, it's that way, while you're in the middle of Flag Headquarters, and pointing
right.
at something halfway around the world.
It's the point heard around the world. What's a start? Never mind.
I mean, you could have kept concentration up long enough. You did assert that, and I didn't say you were wrong. But it also explained what several other parties had done with lots of facepalming. Like, the villain's lair is that way. The villain's lair is on the other continent. Yes, in that direction.
Yeah, that's the direction the other continent is in.
Technically, you could have pointed in any direction. You could have pointed straight down, and that would have also been accurate. You are pointing straight down. I just need a shovel. No.
Are we sure?
First of all, one of the party members has mold earth. We don't need a shovel. Second, no. We're members of Flag. They have member services. They can teleport us over there.
All right.
But yes, what's the name of that spell that Chadrick has to detect inebriation, apparently. Or detect outhouse. Cavern. The other character whose name begins with a C. What's the sixth level spell that Cavil has?
Find the path.
Which is great because you're going to have to traverse a swamp looking for a black dragon who apparently has a bunch of diamonds, which can be used to cast resurrection spells to bring back a bunch of dead villagers. Because this is a side quest worth doing.
And also it means that we won't have a whole bunch of orphans who have somehow made this their villain story, and we won't have to fight them later.
Okay. Now, Tex also did a thing. What did Tex do?
I had a very pleasant conversation.
More than one, in fact.
Yes. I had several very pleasant conversations.
There was a force-reduced group called the Submarine Optimals that was still struggling to find a healer. And by asking around, Tex managed to find a kobold paladin named Mox, who has appeared in D&D games before. In the previous campaign, in fact, Mox showed up at the end and made the one character, the one NPC who would always know if someone was telling the truth, start to cry and laugh because it was the only way he could react to the story that Mox was sharing.
Mox is a sweetie.
Mox is a sweetie. Also, he's a paladin because he took a correspondence course.
Uh-huh.
And then a certain reformed warlock invaded his dreams and gave him a false vision of a god coming to him and saying that only someone as powerful and brave and humble as Mox would be able to complete a certain mission.
Aww.
Mox still doesn't know this.
Poor Mox.
Yes. But Thava does have the ability to enter people's dreams. She used it a lot. In the service of Malthomax, the evil ancient green dragon who wanted to be a god, who was the main villain for more than one campaign until she was killed by a ragtag band of adventurers.
Two ragtag bands of adventurers, actually.
Yes. Well, they joined forces, and I'm never having that many characters in one place again. which is also reference to another conversation we had before the recording. Although, in a one-shot, it was mentioned by someone who would know that Malathomax didn't go to an afterlife when killed. So they're still out there somewhere.
That's concerning.
Well, A's clan name is Lost Eye. Malathomax was missing an eye.
Oh.
Yes. And it was brought up that Zed, who was the oldest and therefore leader of the Lost Eye clan at the time that you all went back in time in episode 1 or 0, depending on how you number things, Zed was a warlock of Malathomax. Warlocks don't lose all their power if their patron dies. Technically. Many warlocks have patrons that are dead gods. It's a thing.
I have some concerns, but they're probably not actually going to factor into tonight, so I'll hopefully remember.
It's all fine. Everything's fine here. How are you?
Yeah.
Hobby.
Boring conversation. Yes!
You also did a thing.
I bought a wetsuit.
Yes, a wetsuit of dryness.
Uh-huh.
It keeps you perfectly dry. If it is punctured, it may lose its ability to do this.
Well, yeah.
But as it is, oh, well, it also doesn't really have room for the tail, so it's sort of just like wrapped around your waist awkwardly or something.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Yes. However, you do have a wetsuit of dryness, so you are able to go through the swamp without your sibling hovering behind you, casting prestidigitation as fast as they can say prestidigitation.
Uh-huh.
This would run into difficulty should you enter combat while in the middle of the swamp, because they wouldn't be able to do that and, you know, do anything else.
And then my fur would have mud and muck and water in it.
Yes. And all of this to say that you are still perfectly dry as you come to what appears to be an ancient, forgotten ruin in the middle of the swamp just outside of Coomridge. Because this is where Cavil's spell has led you.
Ancient Forgotten Ruin. Bonus.
Bonus. I wonder if there was a horde here to start with and the dragon moved in.
I wonder if there are books here.
Ooh, books.
Well, based on how much that tower is leaning to one side, I hope all the books are in a basement off to the side and not directly under the... I think it just leaned some more. Did you see...
It'll be okay.
I don't want to go in
there.
It'll
be okay.
No, it'll be fine. What we do is we have Tex hold the tower and sort of pull on it or stand on it if it's not going to fall through.
So
on the side that's not leaning, and then you can get the books because you're the lightest.
The map you're looking at right now, which I have to say out loud because it is audio media, but you're looking at an image. Keep in mind that those squares you're looking at, the hand-drawn squares, this looks like a Dyson Logos map too. Dyson Logos is on the Fediverse, which is kind of neat. Those hand-drawn squares are 10 feet each. So that tower that you're saying, Tex could just hold on to the tower, is 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 feet wide at the narrowest space. It's a hexagon, Crash. Which we all know is the bestagon.
We're talking about Tex here.
Yes.
She can do it.
So you know how some things, it's not that they're heavy, it's that they're awkward? This is both. Tex could make a successful roll to keep part of the wall from falling over. The rest of the tower would collapse, and we'd see Tex there holding up a 10-foot chunk of wall that has not fallen. And it would be hilarious.
And the flowers are still standing.
Oh, neat. When I move my character, it measures how far I'm moving.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For the record, we have also updated, finally, to Foundry version 13. So we have already found a bunch of things that we hate and a bunch of things that are neat. And what I like the most about it is none of the mods are yelling at me saying that I need to update to 13 for them to be able to install bug fixes. Now some of them are yelling at me saying, but we're not updated to 13 yet, but it's a very small number. And the party slowly moving across the map.
Well, I did a stealth roll, so I'm skulking across, and I won't need to skulk around the thing.
A is stealthing better than you. You got a 22, A got a 24.
Fist bump.
You can't find... Well, give me a perception check to see if you can find A to give a fist bump. Yes, this is a frivolous roll. Yes, I'm asking you to do it anyway. With an 8 on the die.
No, that was me.
That was Tex doing a perception. Tex doesn't know where anyone that's stealthing is.
I got a 22.
Yes. Which does not beat A's 24. You go to give A a fist bump, and you fist bump open air because you were pretty sure A was there. You didn't hear A move from there. You didn't see A move from there. But A is no longer there. A is now somewhere else.
Wait, where's the dice? Oh, that's new.
Yeah.
Our face is new.
Yeah.
It depends on which dice you're looking at. The ones that are under the chat box, those are a mod that I had to reinstall because I was like, oh, all the dice went away. Oh, that's why all the dice went away.
Oh.
Yes.
Crash.
Yes.
Shall we roll initiative?
We can roll initiative if I can select all of your characters and do this. It's a very big map. So
you just have to scroll out and then you select most of the map.
Yes. And then I select things I don't want to select. Like Sir not appearing in this film.
Oh, that's okay. They don't show up on the initiative tracker if they're invisible on the map.
I was referring
to toggle their visibility.
I was referring to Chadrick and Mech. Who do show up.
Well, just make them invisible and then they won't. Oh, no. Okay, how do... There's the thing. It's not up at the top anymore.
Encounter.
Good news, everyone. I'm the healer.
Apparently.
And I'm going to update Magpie the Crow to give an initiative value that is directly underneath Cavil because I cannot be bothered to have that be a separate initiative technically. Also, I think that's how it's... I have everyone selected, so I moved everyone with A. Whoops.
Whoops.
Everyone just took a jump to the left, and I have unselected you before you can do a slide to the right.
Okay, what is my... Where, can I use the other one? No, I can't use the...
Ugh. I do like the auto measure.
The auto measure is very nifty.
I've been deprived of my other character sheet form, and now I have to... Everything else is here. Oh, whoops. Don't break. Don't be broken.
I thought I made a roll, but it's not showing up.
Can people hear
Let's
me?
Try that again. I can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. Anyway, where's me?
I have tried to roll.
I see a scroll down.
I have scrolled all the way down.
Oh, well, it's showing up for me.
Well, it's not showing up for me, unfortunately, but thank you for verifying.
You got a 13 and a 15.
I'm going to take the 13.
Everyone,
which is
look.
Good, because the 15 was for a persuasion check.
Why is this messed up?
We are still fighting with Foundry.
Everybody, check. Everybody check off your fighting with Foundry.
No, not Foundry. Somehow my exercise bike got shoved off where it was supposed to be, and that was concerning because if it falls over, it's going to fall on me.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Now I'm imagining Cavil flying around because turquoise boots are flying, holding an exercise bike so that it looks like Cavil is Wicked Witch of the Northing it, but with an exercise bike.
Like E.T.
Technically, as an exercise bike, it's not supposed to move anywhere. And you're carrying it. You're just flying. It's for the aesthetic, isn't it? It's for the aesthetic.
Yep. I just accidentally shoved it away. Somehow it wasn't having an actual problem. But it was not fully stable where it was shoved to.
Whoops. Big whoops.
And I do not want the stuff on its desk to fall on my head.
Indeed.
No, that would be bad.
We would all prefer that things do not fall on your head.
Yeah.
I mean, if there were raindrops, you could sing a song about it. But even then, the bingo card.
Why are there so many songs about raindrops?
Well, I'm just going to open up your character sheet and edit a thing. There we go.
Hey, my strength is one now.
It's okay. You now have 3 luck points, though.
Huh.
Yeah. The last roll I see, the last thing I see in the chat is Tech saying, give me a break dice.
Oh.
Oh. Weird. You're not seeing the initiative.
I just saw Tech say hello. Hello, Tex. And Hobby is saying testin.
But you haven't seen the rolls?
Well, I saw...
Oh, come on! That was a waste of a nat 20!
I have not seen the nat 20 rolled. I'm wondering if...
Oh,
I'm going to click begin combat, just because. I'm wondering if this is because I started...
We have begun our fighting with Foundry.
We have begun a fighting with Foundry. Oh my gosh, an intelligence arcana check. You rolled a nat 20 for a total of 33.
Uh-huh.
You could roll a 7 and get a 20.
Yeah, I think you should give Cavil some intelligence arcana about this place.
Oh, with that, definitely. So these pillars that Hobby and A were hiding behind, A possibly coming up with their own theme song a la Kronk, while hiding behind various pillars and then running forward to hide behind another pillar. This is the only reason A did not get a 25, instead had to deal with a 24 for the stealth check. Well, each of these appear to have runes carved into them that are glowing faintly, but the glow is somehow also magically dampened. You have to look at it just out of the corner of your eye. If you're not looking at it, you can notice it. If you're looking at it, that's when it's not there.
Like starlight.
They are
stars.
Self-hiding runes that create a type of stealth field around the area as well. And it's quite possible
that's a bit concerning.
That if you hadn't had a sliver of a black dragon scale, you would have never found this place.
Ah, the entire ruin is stealthed. Hopefully it doesn't get snake attack.
Well, based on what Tex has said, one, I have good news. I have found some stairs that look like they don't take us into the tower that looks like it might collapse at any moment. The bad news is I have also made a persuasion check and I have not convinced the ruins to tell me their secrets.
Rocks talk very quietly and slowly.
A puts an ear equivalent to the ground.
Was it tympanum or something? Is that what? Right.
I wonder if this will work. Nope, can't see that either.
You rolled a 16.
Okay. Well, that was going to be a perception check. Perception is oddly something that A does not have proficiency in, so A has a mighty plus one.
Aww.
I hear a rhythmic beating. Thump, 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 thump. That's my heart. I'm hearing my heart.
Uh-huh. That happens sometimes.
Good news, everyone. I'm alive.
Tex, we're behind you. Four values of behind.
A is,
very well.
Yes. A had run forward to get to the stairs, but A is definitely going to let you go down the stairs first.
That was not what I intended to do.
Well, it's okay, because I'm reloading Foundry to see if that fixes things, so I just see a black screen right now.
That would be why... Well,
you reloading Foundry is probably why it slowed down for me.
Fascinating!
We are not just doing fighting with Foundry, we are doing battle with Foundry, possibly boss fighting.
No, the boss fight was waiting for... Oh my gosh, it's just two of you are... It's a term for two of you right now. Oh, they're both techs. They're both techs.
Yep.
Yes.
You.
Because I moved.
What's really weird is the clone spell requires a pound of flesh for it to work, but you're made of metal and, like, silicone composites and stuff.
Yes. It's a mystery to me as well.
Your armor is technically integrated into you when you equip new armor, so that would pretty much mean that if you take your armor off, you could clone yourself a whole bunch of times if you were a wizard. Be right back. I'm going to make a new character. Stay right there. This is fascinating. Yes, I'd like to multi-class. Something that casts spells and wears armor that isn't a paladin. No, paladins are really cool. They can't clone things, though.
I am stalling for time as I stare at Foundry's black screen.
Loading.
A pop-up just showed up. This page is slowing down Firefox. Just speed up your browser. Stop this page.
I got that when I loaded it too.
What's ironic is these pop-ups only started when I took it from high performance mode to medium performance mode. It actually loaded pretty fast at high performance.
How confusing.
Oh, it's loading. Black Dragon Lair is loading. There we go. Quick, someone roll a die. I saw that. A 3. Hobby rolled a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all those dice. I see them all.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, can I roll a die for A?
They got a 4. Oh, they got a 3 because that was a minus 1.
I rolled athletics.
How strange. Capel doesn't have a...
A tries to support Tex. This goes as well as everyone thinks it will go. Okay. So, Tex goes down the stairs, which means I need to do a thing. Which is, I am going to do that, and I'm going to do that. Ha-ha! Tex, as you go down the stairs, you are very much aware of the fact that this leads to a rather long, roughly rectangular flooded basement. There are evenly spaced pillars that are sort of kind of the same distance apart as they were up above, but not necessarily in the same places. They're not directly below the pillars that are up above. There is a wide opening to the east, which leads to a roughly hexagonal space that appears to be the basement of the tower. But the stairs that you've gone down were on a platform that was in front of the hexagonal tower. So you're not actually under that yet. There's also what appears to be a very large black dragon. Like, say, if I look at this map, if we look at the wings that are out, 10, 20, 30, 40 feet, 40 foot wingspan. It is currently laying down, facing away from you. You are hearing a rhythmic sound that is not the sound of your own heartbeat. That would be disturbing, considering... you're a Warforged. Also, it's not a bump, bump, bump. It's more of a thump, thump, thump coming from the other side of the Black Dragon.
Hmm.
Oh, that's neat. Everything I just described, you can't see except for a little bit of the room because of where you're standing. I'm still going to say you can see it. Oh, wow. I keep forgetting. I've said it myself, but I keep forgetting these squares are not 5 foot squares. They're 10 foot squares. So I'm eyeballing the distance. I will say that you are, because of the type of lair that you knew you were heading towards, you know that large, dark shape is likely that of a black dragon, but it is outside of your maximum field of, I can actually see what I'm doing, vision.
Yes. I am going to use my flagstone to contact the other members of the party. The dragon is down here. Also, it is quite wet. Please be quiet.
And remember, as you get to the stairs, you're supposed to jump right as you get to the stairs. I don't know why. It's tradition.
Very, very quietly.
Audrey, why do you think I'm still moving from the initial place where I moved?
Because Crash didn't toggle the
It shows your path. So if you move your character, you will see where the character moved from.
Yes, but it's also not showing us as having finished a move and starting another one. And I'm going to bet that's because you haven't toggled the initiative. So it's
It shows a history of your movement.
Nope, it's because of the toggling. But
when I mouse over Cavill, it's showing me a history of Cavill's movement as well.
Right, but when I move as Tex, it's like it shows me the history of my movement, but it also shows me like when I move the distance under me, like it auto calculates the distance and it's showing the total distance.
Right. But it's no longer showing the total distance for me because it advanced.
I think as soon as we start
initiative.
As soon as the next round comes around, it'll reset.
When it comes around.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because mine reset. Mine was showing it all and then it reset because there's mine. So there's my move. And
anyway, I'm trying and not doing well to be stealthy.
Maybe just stand there.
Boop. I can't see anything. I just stand here.
Well, that's what rogues are for.
Okay, I have moved you all down to the stairs.
Okay.
Sounds continue.
Hmm? Eo, what was that?
I can help you be stealthy.
You can.
Okay. So I'm going to ask Hobby to move, and then it's going to be Cavill's turn, and Cavill can do a thing.
Mm-hmm. Do I need to do another stealth roll, or am I keeping
I'm
going to
let you keep that stealth
22.
Roll. The 22 is very
nice. The 24. Yes.
I thought the 24 was A.
One. Right, the 22.
And don't you forget it. Actually, I'm not that smug. 10, I apologize.
15.
I don't know what got into me.
20.
There's 20.
Okay.
25. 30. Sneak.
All right. And you can also, off to the west, see a large, lumpy, 40-foot-wide silhouette of something in the gloom. Not enough to really make it out, but you're assuming that's the Black Dragon.
Or a Black Dragon. Or a bunch of rocks.
Good news.
Covered
it's
in...
several Black Dragons. They're having a convention. It's Black Dragon Con. The artist alley was melted by acid. No one knows why. I mean, we know why, but no Black Dragon is fessing up to being the one that did it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what the bears. This? The bears knocked bear. Bears.
The Loch Ness Monster was actually a bunch of bears stacked on top of each other. It's all bears. It's bears all the way down. You thought it was turtles all the way down. No, it was a bunch of bears arranged in the shape of a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cavill, it is your turn.
Cavill will... did you descend me down the stairs?
Yes, you should be on the staircase in the lower level.
Oh, good. I can't see anything.
Oh, that's right. You don't have dark vision.
No, I can. Yes, I do. Now I can see.
Okay.
It was just in the wrong place.
Oh my gosh. When I switched to Magpie the Crow, the giant indicator of it's this character's turn is like five times the size of Magpie. We'll actually be able to find Magpie now.
Descending the stairs. I lose track of Magpie. Oh, there it is. And I cast Pass Without Trace on the party, which will give everyone a +10 bonus to their stealth, which will hopefully mean that Tex can go ahead without being the stompiest thing in this dungeon.
And I'm going to let Tex re-roll a stealth check, so we're not stuck with the previous roll. But that'll be on Tex's turn. So, does Magpie do anything?
Magpie Magpie, do you have dark vision?
Magpie has mimicry and beak.
Let me check find familiar. Where's find familiar? Okay.
Plus 3 to perception.
Does being a fiend give you dark vision? Being a tiefling gave me dark vision.
That's an excellent question. And I don't know how to find that out for sure.
Well, I can't send Magpie to scout unless Magpie has dark vision because, the report would be very sarcastic and I would deserve it.
What do you see? Nothing. And then you hear a thump as Magpie runs into the black dragon. And a splash as Magpie falls into the water after running into the black dragon. And another splash as the black dragon breathes acid on Magpie and sends them back home.
Let's not.
I mean, so that would be over. Hilarious.
Not for Magpie.
I am looking up fiends. Okay. Well, a barbed devil has something called devil's sight. And when I mouse over it, it says the barbed devil used devil's sight. Thank you, Foundry. That is very helpful. Magical darkness doesn't impede the devil's dark vision. Which implies that the
it
devil
probably
has
doesn't
dark vision.
Have that. Yeah.
This isn't fighting with Foundry. This is fighting with D&D lore.
Well, that's better than fighting with D&D data. We'd be on the wrong side.
Well, even an imp has dark vision. So I am going to say that Magpie probably does not have 120 feet of dark vision like most fiends do. Let's say they have 60. Let's see if I can add that. Vision. Dark vision. 60. Update token. Did that
so,
work?
So, Magpie, what's your speed? I need to scroll.
You don't want to drive down. Faster than your headlights. fly speed
fly 50.
Of... Okay. So Magpie doesn't want to double move in the dark. That's not how dark vision works. It would be just fine.
I ran into a wall. Splat.
Magpie has to go down the stairs and then turn.
I don't know what hit the wall. That's... I don't know how this... Okay.
I'm just glad that I figured out, past me figured out how to give you ownership of Magpie so that you can move Magpie around. Because it has not always been the case, even though you're the one who made my Magpie.
Well, I think that's fine after the thing zigzags me for no reason. So Magpie is, actually sure, Magpie will sprint.
Okay.
Now I can't see Magpie.
Well, this is an odd conundrum.
I tried to use Magpie to clear the fog of war, and Magpie flew into the fog of war.
Whoops!
It's dark! It's so dark! It's dark like a crow or a raven. I am the darkness!
So you're lost!
I'm not lost! I know exactly where I am! In the darkness.
Fear me.
Yes. This is me stalling for time as I try to configure ownership properly more. It does say you're the owner. It does say you're the owner. You should be able to see Magpie.
Unfortunately, no.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with the fog of war.
What's your vision?
My vision?
Yeah. You have dark vision. What's its range?
Cavil's dark vision is...
60.
Where is your dark... Yeah, 60.
Okay, it's under senses. Okay, so it's the same distance. So,
what if I move... Yeah, that's the problem. I am only seeing through Cavil, and I can't see through Magpie.
What if I add another Cavil?
Oh, that is much closer than Magpie wants to be to the Black Dragon.
To be fair, the Black Dragon... was black.
Like yeah. A crow.
So Magpie is just sort of going to hover above the place the black dragon is sleeping. Sleeping? Awkwardly.
It's definitely laying down.
And that is done. Yes.
If But then again, my cat lays down all the time without sleeping. Just be prepared. If there's a butt wiggle, run. Because we all know what that means.
Oh, trouble.
The gifs. Ellie has found some.
Oh, no.
The small child with the lampshade. It looks like they turned the oven light on briefly.
Yep.
That or there's a light bulb in that lampshade that they're wearing as a helmet.
They probably... Yeah, well...
It's not a hat. It's a full helmet. It covers all of their head and shoulders. This is wonderful. I love everything about this. Except for all the fighting we just did. And everyone, please remember that the Cavil that's over there by the Black Dragon is not actually Cavil. That is a surrogate magpie. Yes, they both have flying. That's besides the point.
Okay? They all had flying.
The Black Dragon has flying.
We all have flying. Wait, actually, no, I don't. And Tex doesn't. And Hoppy doesn't. But
I have flying if Tex throws me.
Everyone has flying if Tex throws you. Hey, we got there eventually.
And yes, Ellie, what about Second Cavil? Second Cavil isn't real. Second Cavil can't hurt you.
Cavil did not cast mirror image. Half mirror image.
Ellie has found a fastball special gif, otherwise known as Colossus throws Wolverine, because Colossus can throw Wolverine, and Wolverine doesn't mind going towards someone at speed with claws out.
Yeah, this is what very much like Hoppy. This is great.
In spite of Wolverine's height, Wolverine is not a dwarf saying never toss a dwarf.
Anyway.
A is not going to go all the way over. A is going to crouch behind Hobby. Which, considering how deep the water is, it's up to like mid-thigh on Hobby. So A crouching is pretty much, A is alligatoring.
Alligator!
You just see the top of their head and snout. This is how they are so stealthy in the water.
Clearly.
They move smoothly. Alligator. Like a...
Yes, alligate. It's the allegations.
And that is A's turn, because A's not going over there. A has been told there's a black dragon down here. Tex, it is your turn. I'm going to ask you to make a stealth check first. And of course, we get to add 10 to it because pass without trace.
Alligate.
Okay, so that's a 31. Because D20 nice. Plus 10 plus 5. Congratulations, nice. You are even quieter and stealthier than the rogues were on the surface. I know there's a 7-foot-tall murder bot here somewhere. Has anyone? How do you misplace a 7-foot-tall murder bot?
You forget.
Actually, even without the plus 10, I'm still almost as stealthy as Hobby was on the surface.
Very much so. The dice have decided to give you a break here.
Yes. So, which direction is the dragon?
West.
Okay. I heard east the first time, and I was confused.
There's an opening the to other the east, and the basement of the hexagonal tower is to the east. But you were seeing the dark form and hearing the thump sounds coming from the west.
Right. I thought I did not hear the west portion. I thought those two were...
Understandable.
In the same place.
Also, with the 31, my headcanon... which this is not going to happen, I'm sure, and the world is worse because of it, is that the dragon is like crouching down over the rest of the party going, you and what army? And then Tex is just standing there saying, pardon me, would you like a chance to surrender? And that's where you see the dragon jump 4 feet into the air, which would be more like impressive if the dragon didn't have a 40-foot wingspan. Okay.
I'm wearing a cucumber costume.
That took me a moment, but I did get the reference. And I'm just going to open your character sheet. This is 100% why we're switching to luck points, by the way, because I can't just forget that you have inspiration and then decide, well, I can't give you inspiration because you already have it. No, I can just keep giving you luck points. And if you hit the maximum, we roll a d4, and that's your number. So I can just keep giving you luck points. It's just sometimes you spill some of them.
Indeed.
You now have 4, by the way.
Luck points all over the floor.
And you are close enough that you can see the black dragon's butt and wingspan. It is definitely laying down. You could argue it's sleeping. You could argue it's pretending to be asleep. You could argue it's trying to get the last bit of tomato paste out of the can onto its lasagna tray because of that thumping sound you're hearing, but you don't see any movement. You don't see the side of the dragon that would be moving in this case. You also see Proxy Cavil. You don't see Cavil. That is not Cavil over there. You may or may not
like
see
a dark, a small dark bird has probably got a few bennies for stealth there just naturally.
Well, give me a perception check, Tex. That's a 21.
I'll take the higher of the two 15s.
So I'm not going to ask for a roll for Magpie. But I will say what you notice with a 21 is that the dragon isn't moving. Now, it hasn't moved since anyone got within range to see the dragon. But I don't mean the dragon isn't like lumbering around. The dragon isn't moving.
Yes.
It could be holding its breath,
and
which would be very bad.
The player knows something that the character doesn't, so.
Indeed. Yes, I also noticed that.
It's perfectly fine. We're all fine here.
I'm more curious about that thumping sound than I am the dragon at this point. But I think that's going to be my turn. I'm not going to... Oh, no, actually. Let me double check something. No, I'll use the dash action.
Dash or splash? Sorry.
No, with a 30-something for stealth, there is no splash.
It is not the splash action.
It's
true.
But the
rhyme amused me.
If Tex was doing a high dive, Tex would enter the water with a tiny little ripple and then walk across the bottom because not floating.
Uh-huh.
Just rises up as Tex gets to the shallow end.
Okay. Dun-dun.
So,
dun.
Tex, you have taken the dash action. You have gone up to the dragon, which is still not moving. And you see what is clearly a protogyr standing near the head of the dragon, which is going around behind a pillar, so you could not have seen its head before you got this close. And the protogyr is punching the dragon in the head over and over again. The head is clearly caved in a bit. The dragon's not moving, and you know why. There's no brain case
yes.
to tell it to move. But the protogyr is still hitting it in the head.
Indeed. I am not going to risk drawing its attention quite yet.
Okay.
I am hoping this the significance of me moving very, very close to the dragon is now lost on the rest of the party.
All right. Hobby, it is your turn.
Hobby, in her wetsuit, is going to also do a little bit of alligator, but, you know, keep, like, her chin out of the water.
You have noticed when you go into the water, there is a almost imperceptible, but you can see it, gap between the wetsuit of dryness and the water.
If I dip my chin down, does my fur get wet if I dip my chin down?
So it was suggested that you determine the aesthetics of this onesie, because it is in fact a onesie. Does it have gloves?
Probably.
Okay. When you dip your chin down, because you are wearing the wetsuit of dryness, your chin is not wetted.
Hobby? Will alligator as well with just her nose up?
Your nose is wetted, but that's because you licked it.
Yes.
If the moisture is coming from inside the cat, then the moisture still happens.
Yes. It is time to alligate.
Okay. You alligate.
1, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And observing that there is a Tex over there. Just sort of standing there looking at something that I probably can't see yet.
Kind of looking underneath the arch of the wing.
Right.
And give me a perception check.
Okay. There's my perception. Blech.
Well,
a mere 21.
That 9 turned into a 21 because plus 2 and plus 10. All right. Mm-hmm. So you also notice that the dragon isn't moving. at all. It could be holding its breath. But also, now, as a cat, your spine is somewhat not made of bone so much as rubber.
Mm-hmm.
You have slept in some positions that would cause the humans in this group to, if we woke up the following morning, go, I can't move. I am in so much pain.
Furthermore, Hobby has done this on top of Cavil.
Because I have slept wrong. Yes.
Hobby sleeps wrong on top of Cavil.
Remember to stretch before going to bed once you get into your 40s.
Yep.
For some of us, your 30s. It depends.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is a position that, yes, the dragon is laying down. But if you slept in this position, you would find that to be awkward.
Hobby is going to assume this is a dead dragon and would like to now figure out where the hoard might be. Dragons usually like sleep on their hoards and stuff, don't they?
It depends. Some of them will store them inside chambers. The Red Death of Plantain had multiple treasure chambers throughout the volcano.
Mm.
There was a main one, but then there were auxiliary ones. The auxiliary one that was full of potions was the most recent one that was devoured by the core worm spawn.
Right. Okay, I have blind sight, don't I? Yes. Only 10 feet. Okay. Well, I can't do what I want to then with that.
You just to do dashes with your bonus action, your action, and your movement to do a sweep of the entire chamber so that you've covered every 10-inch radius space. It's fine. You can do this. I'll wait.
No, there's something going thump-thump over there.
Yes, something's thumping.
Don't like that thump-thump. And I'm not close enough to duck my head underwater and use blind sight to determine if there might be diamonds under there.
You recall a story that was shared when you were a small kitten about a cursed mausoleum that had coffins that would thump, thump, thump in the night and approach people who were investigating and squish them to death. It was a story that was being told to small children. So, of course, coffin squishing people was a thing that could be done.
Well, yeah.
You've seen other horrors since then that a coffin squishing you is kind of tame.
You have to dodge. That's yes. Why you have uncanny dodge.
Actually, what you do is you pull out a Luden's cough drop and you stop the coffin. Thank you. I'm here all week. That is the abbreviated
Hobby
version of a shaggy dog story that I was told at summer camp one year.
Hobby, do I have to actually talk into the flagstone or can I telepath into
you
it?
You have to actually talk.
Hobby is going to dip her whole head down underneath the water and whisper to the flagstone, I think the dragon's dead, but something is going kerthump up beyond that pillar.
Tex delivers a thumbs up.
Tex
is within full range of you. You can definitely see Tex give a thumbs up.
Tex agrees with me. Yes, good. I'm not going to actually say that part.
A gives a thumbs down. Because A realizes this means that something that killed a black dragon is probably still here.
Uh-huh. I think Hobby may dip under the water again briefly and go, maybe we should go the other direction and see if we can find its hoard and leave. And then we'll pop up so that she can see if anyone makes faces. And I think that's about all that I can do because anything else would probably risk compromising my stealthitude. Glance under the water and see if I'm walking on diamonds, and that's about it. Okay.
All right. At the end of your turn, everyone hears a voice said very loudly, because you all hear it echo throughout this chamber. You don't hear anything from yourselves because somebody cast Pass Without a Trace in the whole party, which made this go a very different way. But you hear a voice say, good news, I found the MacGuffin.
Oh.
So,
that's bad.
I can't go through pillars. The GM can no longer Kool-Aid man people through pillars. It's a shame. It's the end of an era, really. X, come on. We gotta go. I got the MacGuffin. We're done here. You can, yes, I know. The acid melted a lot of you, and you didn't like that. You can stop punching the head now. It's already dead.
And Tex sees another protogyr come east towards the party from around a pillar, holding a small box in one hand. But that is a rather kobold-y voice that you're hearing.
And the names.
Well, there is a spoiler in the chat, yes.
But it said X, didn't it?
They said X.
And over your flagstone, you hear A, because panic attacks are a free action, go, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And we've been playing for just over an hour. What do you say we take a short break?
Yep. Yep. It's break time.
Mm-hmm.
We're back. And yes, a MacGuffin. Who said that? Oh, someone behind that fourth wall there. No matter. Come on. Come on, X. We gotta go. X is continuing to punch the caved-in dragon skull, going, and this is for me, and this is also for me, and I can actually fight back now, and... Is this gonna be a thing? Meanwhile, Cavill, what are you doing?
I'm going to fly a bit closer.
We have Tex who walked through the water. Everyone else is either a submersible or flying.
And I'm hopefully staying far enough up to not be immediately noticeable.
Did you make a stealth check since... Oh, ever?
You haven't asked for one.
Make a stealth check for me.
All right.
I mean, if people don't look up, then obviously they don't hear anything, right? Just don't bump your head on stalag.
That's a 36. And it wasn't even a nat 20. So, yeah.
But it was almost a nat 20.
It was a 19 on the die, yes. With that said, you are stealthily... Like, Magpie is a little jealous because Magpie was insisting that they are the darkness, but the darkness just wants to be around you. What else do you do?
I attempt to measure distance. Let's see.
I think it's neat that you are not close enough to see Zed, but Magpie is, so you can measure your way over.
And I am going to hold my action until something happens.
Okay. I will move the rotating D20 over to Magpie. Does Magpie continue to fly casually?
Yes.
Okay, Magpie flies over to the wall to the north and then flies along it. And now Magpie has a good view of the other protojur, the one who's been making the thumping sounds, which are what you hear when one is using a dragon head as a percussion instrument long after the warranty has expired.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to move second Cavill over to Magpie so that you've got eyes in the sky, so to speak. Okay.
My normal eyes are also in the sky.
This is all, well, technically all the eyes are underground, but I understand what you meant.
Yeah.
I'm technically correct, which is the best kind of correct. And oh, by the way, give me a stealth check for Magpie.
How?
You could just roll a d20. Magpie's got a dex of modifier of +2, so we just add that to the d20.
Yeah, but where is Magpie's skills?
During the break, I was looking for perception skills for the protojurors, and I was not able to find them, so I just had to roll an ability check and math it. It is annoying.
I mean, technically, that should probably also have passed without trace and be a 16.
Yes, I agree. And I have to check a thing here. Oh, really? Well, what's your... Okay, that's the distance, which means I get to make a roll for you, too.
Concerning.
Okay. Hey! Hey! You there! Bird! You're not supposed to be here!
Huh?
What? It's a bird. They're here for the shinies. I thought we weren't here for the shinies. We were here for the MacGuffin. I also took some shinies because shiny. Says you. We were here first.
What makes it more funny to me is if what Magpie was saying was in fact nowhere close to what they are assuming Magpie is saying. So...
Magpie sort of flaps its wings at them. I mean, it was flapping its wings anyway. It's flying, but, like, it is doing the disturbed bird.
As one does. What's Magpie's AC? Oh, there we go. 12. Magpie explodes. The average person
well, that was rude.
Hit by the harpoon gun would not have exploded, but Magpie has one hit point. So I'm not even going to roll the
damage.
You
know how I was holding my action until something happens?
Well, I knew that you were making a request, and I thought I would fill that request by making something happen. Do you cast Hellish Rebuke to the corpse of Magpie?
I don't think that's how that works.
Are we sure?
One can believe. But anyway, you had something planned. Please tell me what you had planned.
You know how one of the proto-jurors said the other proto-juror's name?
I don't know where this is going, but I'm immediately filled with dread and wonder.
Relithum Psychic Lance.
Oh, let's take a look at this. With my bifocals and this very small screen, you unleash a shimmering lance of psychic power from your forehead. Nice. At a creature that you can see within range. Okay.
Alternatively, you can utter a creature's name. If the named target is within range, it becomes the spell's target even if you can't see it.
Huh. The target must make an intelligence saving throw. On a failed save, the target takes 7d6 psychic damage and is incapacitated until the start of your next turn. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't incapacitated. At higher levels, when you cast a spell this letter higher, the damage increases by 1d6 for each level above 4th. I'm assuming you're casting at 4th level?
Yep.
I can just click this button to roll an intelligence save. I do not make the intelligence save. That is a 15. I needed an 18. That's a lot of purple dice.
That is 22 psychic damage.
Ow! 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 My brain cage! Ow! That's not what it's called. That's what I call it! That's not the technical name for it. It's brain case. I said what I said.
A says, I guess we're doing this now. And A is going to move 30. Then A is going to bonus action. Move another 30. And the range. No, I'm not moving A 120 feet. I want to measure. That's 60 feet. Okay. And A is going to do what A does best. Throw daggers of mind energy at an opponent while panicking.
Aww.
As one does. Well, he's a little kobold. Of course he's going to panic.
Yeah.
And I will never not be amused that I have the ability to roll Psychic Blade's attacks as strength-based. Because Psychic Blades are finesse weapons. Okay. So that is a 27, which hits, and an 18, which doesn't. That's 10 points of damage to Zed, because A can't see the other one. And A was doing a really good job of being stealthy, which means I'm going to say this is a sneak attack.
Aww.
And I can't find sneak attack on Zed's character sheet, because that's not how this works.
No.
And that's going to be 20 points of sneak attack damage. There we go. And that is A's turn. And now it is Tex's turn. Now, it was established, I don't think during the recording, but immediately after the recording session from last time, that Tex was going to give the Black Dragon a chance to surrender. Tex, you can still do this if you wish.
I give the Black Dragon a chance to surrender.
It does not respond.
I thought it might not.
I'm a little concerned that you just measured the distance between Zed and A.
It was less measuring the distance and more getting a line.
Ah. You are positioning yourself between Zed and A.
Yes.
Don't fight them. Fight me.
Indeed.
Although, should I be that horrible GM who says, because you have not drawn attention to yourself, we're still going with your 30 plus stealth roll so no one knows you're there?
I'm about to draw attention to myself.
Also, that would be hilarious if no one knew that she was there and then... And then suddenly...
A is hiding behind an invisible ally, and still A cannot be seen. Passive Trace doesn't technically make you invisible. It just makes you hard to notice. But whatever. What's your next step?
I had a thing, and I totally forgot it.
I'm so sorry. You moved between A Hello. And Z. Hello?
Hello. My name is Tex the Chainbreaker. Although you appear to be in the bodies of knockoff versions of me, you sound like kobolds. Other proto-jurors that I have encountered seem to be intelligent and amenable to conversation. So I would like to give you the chance to surrender or be destroyed.
Knockoffs? No, and I will hold my action. Anyway, you see this? We took out a black dragon.
I see. Yes, I was prepared to do the same. We came here to convince the dragon by force, if necessary, to stop attacking the surrounding area. In that, you have done me a favor. So, I am giving you similar consideration. Again, please surrender or be destroyed.
Not big on surrendering, especially not since the upgrade. So, gonna pass on that. You can surrender, though, if you want surrendering to happen. That'd be fun. After all, I remember you. You killed my whole clan. I had to find a new one.
You are one of those kobolds.
I'm the one that got away. Yep.
One. Indeed.
A sinks a little bit further into the water.
Anyway, I know that your friend is X. May I, and you know my name. May I have the pleasure of knowing yours?
Zed, Warlock of Malthomax. And, if you push things, you're doom.
I see.
Wait, hold on. I've got a voice modulator for this.
Zed, Warlock of Malthomax, and you're
doom. What? Oh, 1 second, filing a bug report. Okay, done.
I will wait. I am patient. Are those extraordinary bodies of yours still powered by Sclerora's interesting nanites?
Yep.
How fascinating.
Did we ever get a nanite upgrade on our squirt bottles?
They are routinely replaced because the anti-nanite squirt bottles have a shelf life. The anti-nanites are also anti-anti-nanites. They eat themselves over time. It looks like they are evaporating, but in fact, they're eating each other.
It happens.
Did you click on that because the question was brought up, or are you attempting to use that?
I'm using it.
Hobby, give me a wisdom saving throw at advantage.
Now
are reliving bad memories of someone approaching someone else with a squirt bottle and going, no, bad.
It's and not anyway, aimed at me. Where's my wisdom?
That's why I'm saying at advantage.
There's my wisdom. There it is. Guess what I have to actually... Okay, that's an ability check. No, I need to make a saving throw.
Saving throw at advantage.
Yeah, well, I can't make a saving throw. It's going to have to
with
be
with an 18, you do just check. Fine. You can. You have to click further down on the character sheet. But yes, congratulations. You are... You do have...
Oh, there they are.
You do have memories of an event that it's still a little sore. And frankly, why do they even have a countertop if you weren't supposed to jump on it? All that stuff was in the way anyway.
I mean, I didn't see it was there when I jumped. I was little.
And Cavill was young enough that they didn't mind the floor cookies.
Right. See? Healthy.
They were fresh out of the oven.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah, you did burn your toe beans a little bit. That stung almost as much as getting sprayed by the water bottle. But you know what doesn't sting? Apparently, the anti-nanite spray just sort of beads and pours down the chassis of Zed.
Oh, yeah, I was told that you might do that. Yeah. Neat.
It is good to establish, what is the word I'm looking for? Ground rules.
Well, thing to remember is we're underground, and I've got a kobold-y background. This is my home turf. Only I just have to stand here in posture, because it's technically not my turn yet. If you're done, it's going to be Hobby's turn.
Also, quite true. I would have liked to get to know you, Zed. I'm very sorry for what's about to happen.
You hear over the flagstone, actually, Zed was a really mean person, and I've had to go through a lot of therapy to realize this. So using the spray bottle, I think before I've counted that as an attack, I wasn't requiring you to roll because this would be the result anyway.
Yeah, no, I was assuming that was going to be my action.
Well, no, that's an attack.
Oh,
So you don't even need to ask your search to do something.
Take your meaning.
Yes.
Oh, should I not have moved? I'm sorry.
Not yet.
It's okay.
Soon. As luck would have it, we have a history of all of your movements that you've done.
Yes, I can undo. No, I can't undo.
We can just drag you back.
All right, you drag me back. Okay. Besides, I need to figure out
we see Tex, not Tex. We see Hobby moonwalking in the background as Tex wheels Chainbreaker to do a smash.
Oh, right. Sorry, I was looking up how luck points were.
There it is, double speed.
Okay, that's a 14.
An 18 didn't hit a 14, doesn't either, so I'm going to spend 3 luck points.
Because you can.
That's a 16.
Also still not going to hit. All right. But you had the opportunities to make the attempts. Right. Now it is Hobby's turn.
Okay.
Now
not if I use action surge. No.
Well, you can if you want
to. One.
I'll move Hobby back
again.
No, I
don't want to.
This will be hilarious.
It's just a jump to the left.
Hobby files her own bug report. Hello, member services. I'm rubber banding. Is it a server issue?
No, that's not the one I want. I want this one. Display in chat. There we go.
Feline agility, which is not uncanny dodge. When you move on your turn
Indeed.
In combat, you can double your speed until the end of the turn. Once you use this trait, you can't use it again until you move 0 feet on one of your turns.
Right. I want to get a... Okay, so that's about 40 feet. I need to check my little thingy here. Yeah, that's a 30 feet I'm going to need to move. Another 30. 5, 10, 15... 20,
you're gonna have to go around
25.
That pillar, I think. Or you can try going straight through it. That might not be a pillar.
It's. I don't think that's a pillar.
That's not. I just clicked on wall controls. There are none for that one.
Okay. Let me check.
You are underneath the dragon's wing.
Distance.
Yay!
Yes! And that is 37 feet there. And
it's a large creature. Hobby has to go under it.
Yes!
Or can
Hobby
bound
is
over
going
it.
To have... No, Hobby wants to be under it because Hobby is attempting to stay hidden.
Yes, but you see, Hobby can fit on top of the black dragon corpse.
Hobby could. Hobby wants to be under it right now because that is more hidden.
I mean, you also fit underneath the dragon corpse.
Yeah. If I fits, I hides. So, first I need to get out
There's a pun
feature
there.
That, I'm going to display that in chat.
Magical Ambush, starting at 9th level, if you are hidden from a creature when you cast a spell on it, the creature has disadvantage on any saving throw it makes against the spell this turn. Okay. Bane. Who are you casting
up
that
to three
on?
Three creatures. I am casting it on X and Z.
But not A.
We're both within range, but not A. They must make charisma saving throws at disadvantage.
I am very charismatic. That's a 20. I'm punching a dragon. And that's a 10.
Did you actually get a 20? Good grief.
I'll show you.
You got a 20. Wait, that should be a disadvantage. You got a griffing 20?
Yep.
You rolled 2 20s.
No, I rolled... It's not a nat 20. It's a 17 and a 13.
Oh, okay, because it's colored green.
It's colored green because it passes. The other one, X got a 10 and is colored red.
Okay. Oh, I see it now. All right. Reasonable. Well, the one who's not punching the dragon, now, whenever they make an attack roll or a saving throw, before the spell ends, they have to roll a d4 and subtract that number from the attack roll or saving throw.
They had to make a roll disadvantage, or else they have to roll with penalties.
Yes.
That's mean. Well done.
Thank you.
Can you tell that Beth is also a GM? Who provided a bucket of blood and a bottle of vomit.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about that earlier.
It was, yeah. Well,
and a house that wanted to eat us. And a planet with cacti on it. A planet with cacti on it.
And sand.
So
it was
much
gritty
sand
and, got everywhere.
And cacti. There's less of both.
They were spiky and got everywhere. And we're not into those. So anyway, I think that's going to be what I'm doing because I don't think I have anything else that I can do.
Okay.
It's amazing that I hear beep, beep, beep.
Oh, sorry about that.
I heard it too. But that's okay. It is Zed's turn.
I did not think that I would be able to hear the microwave from... Is everyone not talking?
Yeah, we stopped talking.
Yes, everyone is not talking.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, Zed is going to do a thing. The question is, what is Zed going to do? Another
Hopefully
question.
Hopefully not realize where I am, because I'm hidden.
It's fine. Somebody else has presented themselves as a target.
That's true.
I had to look up multi-attack to see what attacks they can do. Okay. One slam and two Eldritch turrets. So we're going to do the slam first. And welcome to the jam. Does a 33 hit?
Just barely.
How just barely is that? Because there is a minus D4 that would go on to it.
Oh, not for Zed. Zed passed the save.
Oh, Zed passed it. I thought the other one did. Oh, all right. Okay, Zed passed it. Full save.
Curse. Okay, that is 21 points of bludgeoning damage to Tex.
Okay.
And then Zed's shoulder pauldron, not pauldrons, but the shoulder armor portion opens up. And instead of giant speakers popping out and then connecting via fantasy Bluetooth to Cavill's microphone, gun turrets pop out. A robotic dog over in the corner complains that its style has been stolen. And I think this episode will air before that one. So that makes it funnier.
Spoilers.
Yes. So. Oh, I'm still rolling.
Badly?
GM only. There we go.
Yes.
That's a 34 to hit for the first attack. And a 23 for the second.
The second actually really does only barely hit.
Unfortunately, it's Zed who succeeded on the thing, so I can't.
Tex takes a level in Wizard so that Tex can cast Shield.
That'd be hilarious.
And be even harder to hit.
Let's see. How far away? Six.
Are you doing something that is going to interrupt my rolling for damage?
It would have, but I'm not in range.
Okay. I thought I would ask before rolling for damage because... The number of times I've said, okay, now I know what's going to happen next, only to be interrupted and be told, no, actually, all of your plans are floundering, all of your stuff is on fire, and we're better off because of it. Well, it's a non-zero number of times. So we're going to roll damage twice. So that's 21 points and then 28 points. And I love that I have a button I could click here to apply it to Zed. I am not applying it to Zed. Zed does not hurt themselves in the confusion.
Oh, that's the best problem.
And Cavill, I am not requiring a roll for you to notice this, but as a warlock, you are very familiar with Eldritch Blast because you are a warlock and it's Eldritch Blast.
Yeah.
These were gun turrets, but the energy emitting from them looked very much like a souped up Eldritch Blast.
Oh.
I am hearing someone sipping or slurping.
You hear
Percy.
Ah. I'm hearing the snot rocket ready to fire.
Yes, you are.
Ah, yes.
Why does that no longer have a... Did I accidentally post it to chat? I posted it to chat because the image was broken and I was trying to figure out why. I apologize.
It's fine.
Yeah, I had that
I've done
too.
Far worse. I posted luck points to chat like 15 times because I was trying to edit someone's luck points and instead I just kept spamming it. And I was looking at their character sheet, so I didn't notice.
Also, if it's my turn, you should pass it to me.
It is now your turn.
Yay, thank you.
The giant beach ball shaped like a D20 is thrown to Cavill's way. Make a dexterity check to catch it. No.
There. Now I can see what's going on. And potentially, say, use cutting words.
You're not going to be mean about it, are you? Words can hurt.
Especially when a bardlock is using them.
Mo, in an undisclosed location, says, if they don't hurt, Cavill and I are going to have a conversation.
All right. Unfortunately, I don't currently have a familiar, so I can't deliver a touch heal to Tex.
With the nature of fiendish familiars, you don't even have, like, feathers. There's rapidly evaporating ichor. on top of the water.
Ichor, for ick.
I was told it was pronounced Ichor.
Well, I always figured it was icky, you know. But I don't know. It's one of those words I've read.
And for the last time, it's Frankenmug.
Kitten.
Not Frankenmug.
Okay, it is Ichor.
Oh my gosh, I was right? I thought I was deliberately pronouncing it wrong.
Ichor.
I don't know how to feel about this.
That's just wrong.
Also, for the record, if Cavil checks their Book of Shadows, they are going to see Mo has just done a Riker Googling of top 10 cutting word that specifically targets cyborgs. There's a list of search results. But what is Cavil doing?
They undoubtedly have a high strength check, but I have Jack of all trades, and we don't need to be stealthing anymore.
I feel seen.
So, I would like it to make a strength check, and I will be making, I will not be making an intimidation check, but this is the correct modifier.
Now, are you doing this towards X, who is over by the dragon's pummeled in skull, or to Zed, who just Eldritch blasted Tex? Okay. So what does Zed have to do?
Strength check.
That is a nat 20.
Oh, somebody has serious luck there.
In this case,
and
the GM.
Also, a strength of 30.
I've been working out. And by working out, I mean my brain was taken out of my old body and put in this new one made of very strong nanites that are predominantly made of carbon fiber. But also some nifty bluish paint. Otherwise, I'd be black.
It's just going...
I thought you were charcoal.
I have to wait. Let's see.
Hi, Percy.
Yeah, you can hear
Let's
him.
Use a second level slot.
Healing Word. Which is a ranged healing spell.
Yes. Wait, I'm not sure I'm in range. I thought I was, but I may have been looking at the wrong thing. Okay, no, I was looking at the right thing. It is 60 feet.
Yeah.
And Tex can have 9 hit points back because I rolled kind of badly.
As a treat. It's still 9 more than Tex had before.
Yep.
Yes, Percy. You are right.
I'm sorry.
I'm
under
just,
my arm.
I'm just upset that y'all don't hear Socket. You don't get to hear Socket. But hello, Percy.
Yeah.
It's good to meet you. Roll for initiative.
He'll just do an AoE sneeze.
Well, yes.
His sneeze attack is AoE. It's such a
Percy
powerful.
Didn't ask how big the room was. Percy said they cast Snot Rocket.
No, it's a snot explosion.
A black dragon appears.
That would imply that the snot rocket was acidic in nature.
I mean, that's probably it might be poison damage instead. That would be a green dragon.
It's gross damage.
Okay.
It's psychic damage.
So, Cavil, was that your turn?
Yes.
Okay. I want to point something out. You dropped concentration.
Yes.
So people aren't as stealthy as they used to be.
True.
Hello, Hobby.
Do you want the rogues to reroll?
No, because at this point you'd have to do a bonus action to hide.
Yes.
And you didn't do that. You used your bonus action to dash.
Yes.
Action economy.
I am, however, very low in the water and under a black dragon's wing. There's a reason I'm not on top of the black dragon.
Hello.
So X splashes through the water at you and is going to make a slam attack. Does a 33
X.
hit you?
Well, that's actually an interesting question. Let me check my character sheet because I would like to look at my features just a moment here. And...
You want to use second chance?
That's what I was figuring, yeah, actually. I would like to make X reroll that.
Okay. X will reroll.
Oh, for frick's sake.
That is a nat 20.
Criffin, criff, crifty, criff, criff. Very well, I will take my hit now.
Did what you did... Okay, second chance. What does it say? When a creature you can see hits you with an attack roll, you can use your reaction to force that creature to reroll. Okay, so you made them reroll and they rolled better.
Yep.
Is uncanny dodge a reaction?
That is what I am. Yes, it's a reaction, so I'm going to have to take the whole hit.
I also have a reaction.
I heard you say that as I saw uncanny dodge pop up, and I thought, that's not right.
I was looking at it. I really hate how I can't...
Cavill does a sympathy dodge.
These things without... Yes. Oh. Ooh.
Silvery barbs. You magically distract the triggering creature and turn its momentary uncertainty. It's going to have to roll again into...
Yes.
And this time not crit, hopefully.
The triggering creature must reroll the d20 and use the lower roll. Well, I guarantee you it's going to be a lower or equal roll. You then choose a different creature you can see within range. You can choose yourself. The chosen creature has advantage on the next attack roll. or ability check
rogue.
Or saving throw. Okay, we are rolling an attack roll for a third time. That one's only a 36.
But not a crit.
But not a crit. Okay.
Thou shalt not crit the hobby.
Thank you.
Thou shalt take 31 points of slam damage.
Hobby goes, ow. Can you apply them for me?
I have a cat crawling on my chest.
This time I have the Dickens. Yes, the Dickens.
And now you have to make a DC 15 concentration save because you were concentrating on something?
Yes. I was concentrating
on
that...
Bane. Oh, that's right. I had to make a...
D4 and subtract it.
Well, subtracting a D4 from things would not have stopped the 31 that was...
Wait a minute.
...rolled to hit.
Well, that's the one that's incapacitated. Why did the incapacitated one attack her?
Oh, that's right. They're incapacitated.
Rewind.
So, oh.
I'm glad you brought that up now. So we are going to...
Back?
Yes.
All of the stuff back.
I'm going to put the candle back.
I'm going to refund my second chance resource, which I can do.
And also the spell slot required for silvery barbs.
Put it back in your mouth.
Refund. I am glad you reminded me. I am so glad you reminded me. This is hilarious that we went through all that, but still, it was still the turn of that protojur. So my house rule of if we've gone on too long, I'm not fixing a mistake that we've made. We still had time to fix it.
Yay!
Okay. So,
you
yeah.
You probably want to put a status effect on it to remind yourself.
Well, yeah, because... Well, it's until Cavill's next turn.
Oh, wait. Okay, so that didn't... But I... Oh! Okay. Yeah, no, that... Is no one talking?
No one's talking. So, Cavill, was it still incapacitated?
Thought it was incapacitated.
But it wasn't incapacitated. Okay, so all that we got undone, we're going to redo.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm actually very amused by all of this because as much as we say fighting with Foundry, I'm thrilled that the tools allow me to reapply or unapply things so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I have put the damage back.
I have consumed the resource again. Nom nom nom.
So that was its first attack.
Do I only get one reaction at a time?
Yes.
One reaction per turn, yes.
Okay.
Two eldritch turrets pop out of the shoulders of X, and now there's going to be that going on. One of them is going towards Cavill, and...
I'm not sure what you expect me to do, because that could hit me if it rolled a -3.
Yes. So I'm going to roll the damage for Cavil. Actually, no. I am going to roll because it might get a nat 1. 5% of the time, it fails every time. I'm not seeing any rolls again.
Oops.
So what was the first roll?
It did not roll a nat 1.
It rolled a 29, and then you rolled a 28.
The 28 was going for Tex, which also is going to hit Tex. So this damage is going to hit Cavil, and the second damage roll is for Tex. And I'm not seeing any of these.
32 on the first one and 24 on the second. Oh, the one that was going to hit Tex, is that one going definitely within 4 of hitting Tex? A 28?
No.
Okay.
Close to within 4, but not within 4.
Because it's the D4.
Tex's AC is 23.
Double check that's what it... Right. Bane. D4. Oh, did it roll a saving throw at any point? No, it hasn't rolled a saving throw. Okay.
I like his concentration, at least.
That's good.
A is going to do Psychic Blade's attacks again. And because A is a legacy kobold, A gets to roll at advantage. Because...
Oh, good.
Now it's engaged. You haven't set a date yet.
I like the 19s and the 20s.
Was either of those higher than 23?
They were both
27.
Yep.
They were both higher?
27s.
They were both 27?
Yep.
Yep.
Nice. Again, I'm not seeing any rolls.
Ooh. So
I am going to...
You're going to trust us.
I'm going to have to trust you. I'm rolling that damage, and then I'm going to roll sneak
attack.
That's
a 7. Okay, we got Psychic Blade's attack, damage roll 7. Psychic Blade's attack, damage roll 5. And sneak attack of 22. Those Psychic Blades are basically a carrier for sneak attack.
Yes, I've commented that A would attack with a toothpick if they thought it would work.
Yep.
By the way, X is not looking good. A lot of X appears to have been melted away by acid breath before this fight started. Okay.
Hobby feels a little bit sorry about X being our opponent here because possibly with better discussions, we could have been friends if they hadn't been taken over by Zed, who has made poor life choices.
Something like that. And I am once again reloading Foundry so I can see die rolls, but I know that Tex is next.
Yep.
I have a strong preference for ending this, if not amicably, then at least more peacefully. You might prevail. You might even kill me. But your friend over there is not looking very good. And I would like to give you the opportunity to return and repair them.
Friend's a very strong word. We're work acquaintances. Underling actually fits a bit better.
I see. So then you don't care if your work acquaintance dies.
I mean, it would be a little annoying, but also they're a little annoying. So it's kind of a wash.
X, how do you feel about that?
I'ma squash your skull!
You're not sure if X is yelling this at Zed or Hobby. Possibly both.
Yelling what?
I'ma squish your skull.
Oh. X thinks they're a barbarian.
Tell me, you and X share an interesting naming convention. Were you part of the same clan?
No. I sort of convinced a whole bunch of others to form a new clan. And, I said part of the deal was they had to take new names, and I like the naming convention from the Lost Eye clan, so I just stuck with it. It's simple. Makes sense. But there can only ever be 26 of us.
I see. Well, I mean,
for a while there were 25 of us. I don't know why.
Oh. Bobby would like to rage at the pun.
You ruined the joke! That's not how the punchline goes! Actually, it is how the punchline goes, but the lead-up was horrible. Who said that?
You're cutting out from Crash.
Well, yes, I leaned away from the microphone to indicate that A was yelling from a distance.
Okay.
Well, if you don't have any particular attachment to your underling, and Sclerora will not be too upset when you come back without them, then we can proceed if you like.
Oh, yeah. It's Glorora. You know, she was kind of upset when the Black Dragon came and took this thing.
Indeed. And you and I have both seen Sclerora when she's upset.
Yeah. She sent us to its lair, then it hightailed it out of there, literally, in fact, and we followed it here. You see what happened. But now we've got the MacGuffin.
Then you can go home.
What is a MacGuffin anyway? Oh, it's a thing that keeps ragtag bandit adventurers from approaching. But we approached. Well, then it's not a MacGuffin, is it? I'm confused.
Well, if you would not like to go home now, and when you go home, you would not like to take X with you, we can continue. I leave the choice to you.
Hey, X. Yeah? On a scale of 1 to skull bashing, how much do you want to stay here? 8.5. Right.
Zed reaches very over, well. Presses a button on their chest. A dimension door opens up next to X, who steps through it, and Zed just disappears. You are left in a flooded subterranean ruin filled with water that comes up to mid-thigh, with nothing to show for it but the recently deceased adult black dragon over there and the large pile of diamonds right over there, minus a few hands.
Well, that's...
And that's where we're going to end it for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. My name is Crash. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Io. Who would like to plug a thing?
Io's mom writes books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. And you can also check them out on, like, Hoopla. And you can ask your local library to buy a copy through Overdrive, because they're ebooks. And then you can read it through the Libby app if you're... library bought a copy, or you can, you know, check them out at one of the links at ElizabethMcCoy.com and see if you like them, and you could buy them yourself. So, speaking of cool things.
Well, I take all the stuff that we do and put it over on AaronBSmith.com along with a few other things that I make myself. You can follow us on the Thetaverse. It is AaronBSmith.com/@Cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, Patreon.com/CogwheelGaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying, so, did you get the MacGuffin?
Yep, here it is. And, we ran into the same ragtag band adventures you said would probably be there. How'd you know? Oh, I've been keeping tabs on. Good night, everybody.
Good night. I don't want tabs on me.
The after credits scene.
I am a free cat.
Has A trying to turn and grab a tag from the store that sold A a shirt. And A keeps turning in circles, trying to get close to the tab to tear it off.
It keeps scratching me.
Hang on,
Texas
hang on.
Texas does not have tabs. They are Diet Coke.
Mine's Mr. Pibb. It hasn't studied to be a doctor.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Night.